did it.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hi, Terence.
Hi, Darren.
So, you know what? Maybe it's too bad. Is it too much of a stretch for us to ask for horrible, hateful, ignorant, small-minded, idiot people to curb their enthusiasm in moments of tragedy?
It would appear so. You know, I can't believe that out of this tragedy, which is the Knysna fires, somehow South Africa, in its sad, sick, twisted state of mind, managed to turn this into a race war. You know, after the fire broke out, some people took to social media saying things like, we need more Knysna fires for all these white people to die. Those are exact quotes. I actually smiled when I saw Knysna going through it all, because we know that the majority of the population there is white, and so
I saw that Facebook post, yeah.
It was ridiculous. The fact that people immediately take these things to social media is by no means unique to South Africa.
But to see, and the fires were still raging.
Yeah.
The tragedy was still happening. Lives were still being lost. And it wasn't sort of, you know, most people say, you know, like for comedians' sake, we say, too early, boo, too soon. Yeah. Give it a day or two, and then, you know, make light of it. That's how we deal with tragedy. But the tragedy is ongoing. It's like in the scene of the horror.
100%, right? So for me, the fact that people immediately take these things to social media is by no means unique to South Africa.
No.
And I think it's good in a way that it exposes the raw, ugly, bleeding wound that is this dark underbelly. Mm. People feel it's okay to say things like that on these particular platforms and believe they can say it with impunity.
Yeah.
But we know now more than ever that this is not the case, because we've got the examples of, like, say, Penny Sparrow and so on, where these statements have real world impact.
Yeah.
We seem to be at a time in our country where this racial divide is more prominent than ever. Mm. And that's because it's become so pervasive. It invades every conversation. Mm. It appears to invade every snippet of news. And while I think that we do need to acknowledge it, we also need to remember the humanitarian side of things. Mm. Whatever people's generalized feelings are, they are still human beings who have been affected and lives have been lost. Mm. And we should not presume that everybody living in Knysna is an affluent white person, and that somehow it's a mini Orania, and that everyone there affected by the fire was white. At the same token, there was this paramedic who made some outlandish statement on Facebook about how it was God's retribution because 12 same-sex couples were allowed to be married in Knysna.
I saw that one as well.
Homophobic comment. He subsequently deleted his account, but somebody screen grabbed it before he did. So this is yet another example of the ridiculousness and the ridiculous generalization that's become acceptable on social media. Mm. And we need to ask ourselves, what are the institutions like the Human Rights Commission doing about this? Or is it a conspiracy? Are we being manipulated by some kind of other force that is tainting the conversation? Or is that genuinely how people feel?
Yeah.
I can't help but feel that maybe we are being manipulated. We know of the examples, for instance, Bell Pottinger and the campaign to highlight divisions and throw around the term white capitalist monopoly.
Yeah.
But for me, it's not representative of everyday, ordinary South Africans going about their day-to-day lives. This conversation needs to be taken away from behind the keyboards and computer screens and into the real world. If you can look at someone in the eye and feels comfortable saying something really evil and mean when you're face to face with them, having got to know them, knowing that they have children and families, these could be your coworkers and friends. Mm. Will you say the things you do on social media hiding behind that screen? And people could probably do that, but there is the risk that they'll be lynched and attacked. But beyond just spewing this to some stranger's face, to somebody you know or made an effort to get to know that they're human beings with issues, challenges, and lives might look like a different ballgame, but it's actually not. And coming up, I'll tell you how we all need to take responsibility.
Let me ask you quickly while we take a break here. You can leave a WhatsApp note on our number 076-251-2360. I want to ask you, what do you do on your Twitter or on your Facebook, on your social media, when you see this kind of hate speech, when you see this kind of racism and homophobia and hate? What do you do when you see it on your platform? I'm just testing. I'd like to see how you react.
With this whole Knysna fire thing and these black people saying about the whites and that,
You know, it's about time that people realize, woke up in South Africa and realize that blacks are also racist against the whites. It's not always just whites against the blacks. Wake up, South Africa. There's your proof. Blacks are also racist.
Hi there. On the comments that have just been made on your show, I just want to ask a question as to these people who have put these horrible comments about the Nasna fires and the white people burning and stuff. Are they being prosecuted like Penny Sparrow was and Helen Zille and all of those people? Why aren't they prosecuted? Aren't they South Africans? Isn't a racist thing a one way or...
What really frustrates me about these remarks is that these hate crimes towards whites just get swept under the rug, yet if it was, for example, to a black person, it just gets blown completely out of proportion.
I want to say thank you for your messages, but I also want us to keep in mind what Terrence said earlier. How many of these posts that are put up are designed to get just that reaction from you and are not actually genuine feelings of people in order to promote an agenda?
Yeah. 100%. And the other thing about it is they are the only way that these posts will make it to that stage where they're prosecuted, where there's a fine. Take it to the Human Rights Commission. Yeah. You know, what are people doing about it? If you see this post on social media and you're offended by it, then take it to the Human Rights Commission. That's what they're there for. You know, I think also part of the solution is ensuring that your children aren't enabled by whatever conversations that you're having at home to feel that it's okay to take to social media and be racist.
Yeah.
We need to be better than that as parents, as human beings. You know, if you continuously spew this kind of drivel in your home, it becomes acceptable and it becomes your belief system. And the fact of the matter is that kids are growing up in a multiracial, multicultural, they're growing up as a multicultural group of people in schools now, and the message that you as a parent are sending at home conflicts with what the child is learning in the real world.
And you're going to society.
You're going to create some kind of cognitive dissonance where what you experience is in direct conflict with what you do, and that creates trauma and stress. So I think that's also part of the solution.
Also, I think on the social media, if you see one of those posts, step one, screen grab it and report it. Step two, don't engage with this person. That's what they want. That feeds the fire.
Yeah.
They are trolls, and they want you to get angry and then other people to get angry, and before you know it, they are trending, right? So you don't want to do that. You screenshot it and then you report them to Facebook. You click on the page and you report them, and you report them as racist or as homophobic or as hate speech and get them blocked. And do that with everyone you see. And sooner or later, when you know they no longer have a platform, then we'll be good.
And I think that's just it. You hit the nail on the head. Don't feed to this kind of vitriol because that's all you're going to do. In South Africa, we have these Chapter 9 institutions like the Human Rights Commission. So make use of that.
Yeah.
And that's the bottom line. And of course, block this person.
Yeah.
Don't give that person the platform.
Exactly. Thank you, Terrence. And listen, you want to engage with Terrence on Twitter directly, it's at Terrence Pillay, 1R in Terrence.
Darren, Kerry, and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.